Breakfast 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
As always, thank you for downloading Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R, and being the elite listeners you are to the Flan, Ali and Spider Breakfast Show on Triple M Gold. The Gold Coast Titans, a lot of armchair critics are putting their hand up saying, I can help out.
Oh boy, oh boy, you should see the fan sites. They are absolutely brutal, and I think everybody needs to back the hell off. Right. But yeah. Serenity Safe Harbour's got a solution.
Wow.
And it's tied to the sky.
They are Byron Ooh. Bay's original hippie. I wonder right. what they will be saying.
Yeah, gee, that sounds plural and wrong.
I know. Well, that's what you need to say these days.
I get it.
Ali asks on a Wednesday, what are you asking?
Well, I'm asking, should you have to delete photos of your ex, you know, if you're new in a new relationship and maybe your current partner might not necessarily want to see all your photos of your ex on social media and definitely may not want to see any saucy photos of you and your ex.
They go in those special folders, don't they?
What?
You know.
Lucky Charlie.
Wow. We all know.
Yeah, look at that. I got a wink from Davey then.
Hire a spider. So you, Spider, that's you over here.
Yeah,
your plan.
Yep.
You're doing all sorts of jobs for people.
You know
whether
it
be big or small. Why do you do this?
I get bored.
Yep, all right.
And I get bored easily. And I actually enjoy going out and just ripping into somebody's yard and just making mess.
Yeah, well.
It is very satisfying.
Absolutely it is. Well, and I've got no yard. So at least then I can leave theirs and go home and just.
What you did?
See, you do go and do it, Spy. That's the thing. I've got a neighbour. I'm driving to work every morning, and they don't mow their lawn, and it's up about a foot and a half. And every time I drive past it, I think I'm just going to nip over and I'm going to mow that. And you know what? I never do.
No, well, I should get a pamphlet made of Hire a Spider and just drop it in his letterbox.
Oh, right.
See if we get any response.
Yeah, or just drop a bit of diesel and light it the way you said.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that either.
Okay, well, what you did today, very, very good of you. That coming up. And we asked the question, do you sometimes wonder if your children are yours?
Yes.
Always.
Okay.
When they're being turds.
Yeah. That to come in this, the podcast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Okay.
Have you got a favourite child?
Oh, my children think that I've got a favourite child.
Who do they think is your favourite?
I've got three daughters and one son. They all, including my son, believe that he is my favourite.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right.
Why do they believe that?
Well, just because Jake is one of those guys. He's a good guy.
I have met your son. He's a good lad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's just an all-round good guy that everyone loves and thinks it can never do any wrong.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm. What about your kids, Spider?
Oh,
is there a favourite? Do they all think Boston's the favourite?
The
they
prince.
Would,
yeah,
for
they
sure.
do think the prince.
Yeah.
But then Nate gets looked after. Nate's pretty good. And then Caitlin's always the oldest. So Caitlin got a lot for a long time.
Did she?
So, yeah, kind of misses, but they always say Boston.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Flan?
Oh, I definitely have a favourite. I won't say who it is, but
why not?
It's not the boy.
Oh, it's a girl.
Oh. And why is Chloe your favourite?
Because of Jack's disobedience.
And
who makes you cry more?
Hey, no, in all honesty,
no,
who makes me cry more?
Chloe.
Oh, Chloe.
Yeah,
sure.
You get more emotional over Chloe.
I do.
What song, when she sings that song, what is that song?
It's the Island, the Barbie's Island Princess.
Oh,
okay.
How does it go?
Does she sing it often?
But her parents lost her.
Oh, the Barbie. They lost the Barbie. Yeah,
like Island Princess. I recommend it. Actually, it's a really good movie.
I have found something.
What have you got?
What is it?
Is this?
Nah, that's just my daughter singing.
This is Chloe singing. Let's enjoy it for a moment.
She was about 11 here. Yeah.
Oh, is that a bung note to sing?
How would you know?
I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't know if somebody's in the No, it's
she's
Barbie's
amazing.
Island Princess
brilliant.
That knocked me around.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I don't have that one.
You? What about you, Al? Have you got a favourite child?
Come on.
Nah, they're good boys. They're good boys.
Yeah, but you got a favourite. You always say.
Tom's your favourite at the moment because he's older and you're not paying school fees for him anymore.
Oh, no, Will's left too. Will's
Will has
both
finished
good.
Left last year.
Oh. I remember
what do you think? He's got a house cleaner and everything now. He's on top of the world.
He's
went and brought
he's
a
happy.
Brand new barbecue, got a brand new whippersnipper. The kids are out of school. He's living the dream.
He did say to me that he cried as often as I did, but that was when Tom said he wasn't leaving home.
Oh, yeah, true. Hey, Al.
Yeah, no, it'd be good for them to go.
Out of your two boys, who does less with Daisy?
They both.
Both are lazy?
So Daisy the Labrador, Will just wants to cuddle her and thinks that's all it is, where you've actually got to do a bit of work.
And feed them.
You feed.
Do either of them pick up the poo?
No, and that's a massive issue.
massive. And then
who picks it up? Does Tracy ever pick it up?
Yeah, we both. Tracy and I.
Good on Tracy.
They throw the ball into the backyard the dog has done the grogan. So I'm saying, don't, because it's going to step in it. It's going to. And they're like, I've been playing ball all morning with all sorts of grogans everywhere. Oh, and she hasn't stepped in it. So she's like a cat. She just steps in.
Yeah, nice. And first of all, congratulations on the word grogan.
Yeah,
right?
It's an old school word.
It's a beauty of a word.
Cheers, mate.
The Daisy, the Labrador, they're hard work though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, dogs.
They eat everything.
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
Some people wouldn't.
Do you like Daisy better than your kids?
No, nah, she's amazing.
Al, we've spoken about lying, haven't we?
She's not from me, though.
No. Gee, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I'd be second-guessing that.
Shall we wrap this up?
I'd be second-guessing it.
Daisy is a lot hairier than me.
Before you give her a cuddle.
Yeah, she does multiple.
She has more hair on her head.
Yeah. Thank you. Here it is. The Flan, Ally and Spider podcast. Byron Bay's original hippie Serenity Safe Harbour.
Thank you for dimming the lights, Peter Spider. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning.
Transitioning and fizzy in my bunghole. I'm Serenity Safe Harbour. It's my adopted rainbow province name, Peter.
Yeah.
One of many identities, all drawing the doll. And a big hello to Cecily at Centrelink Ballina, my friend with benefits every second Tuesday.
Oh.
I began my journey as Graham Thompson. Firstborn disappointment to Colin and Patricia Thompson of Yatala circa 1970, where men were men and women stayed largely hidden. But I'm here to talk about the Gold Coast Titans. How are we feeling?
Are you a footy fan?
Oh, yes, very much. I mean, I don't follow the NRL terribly closely, but I do follow emotions, and there's a lot of them around the Titans, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. Desi has at the moment. He needs you.
I do have some good news for Desi. Because the Devil's Comet, do you know about the Devil's Comet? It's on the way. It's in the night skies.
Yes.
It only appears every 80 years or so, and it will deliver deliverance for Titans fans. For Titans support, for the long-suffering fools of Southeast Queensland.
Oh.
Look, this isn't pleasant. It's like a boil. It needs to be burst. 18 years of torture. The Devil's Comet will deliver a premiership to the Titans.
No.
This year.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, Serenity, you're rubbing the balls.
I'm...
You
need different crystals.
You need to be dusted before one stares into them. Look, the Devil's Comet will deliver a premiership to the Titans this year.
Yes.
I'm kidding. Not that much magic doesn't exist in the universe.
Serenity.
Look, I said to Titans CEO Steve Mitchell, look, nice man, but determined to do everything legally. Well, I said, what do you want? Do you need supplements? And he said, are they legal? I said, mate, they're better than legal. They're untraceable. And he was like, okay, forget that. And I God, here's a trend emerging. Here's the problem. I said, fine, look, why don't you send all the Titans to my wellness retreat, Shangri-La Das?
Yes.
And
especially
he said,
the big ones.
Yes, the big ones. He said, no, we want the team to think positive, not test positive. And I said, hello, trend emerging. But the Titans must first release all the frustration.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the disappointments.
Yes.
That are all backed up in their inside. You see, their ding chakra is completely blocked. And they must use Reiki, but mostly internal massage, I think, because the situation has become critical. Like last week, for example, when the Titans played the Dolphins, two Titans fans were caught trying to climb the fence.
Oh.
They were captured and escorted back to their seats on the reserves bench and said, you must play the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to that joke.
Question? Ask me.
Ali asks,
should you have to delete photos of your ex?
How'd you come up with this one?
Well, it's actually happening for a friend of mine who's in a relatively new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the difference nowadays, as opposed to us all having physical photos before social media came about, is that it was sort of private. Like you would keep those photos private. However, on social media now, it's out and proud, you know, and you physically have to go on and delete photos.
That's a physical difference in the world, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Of your ex.
Well, your old photos, you could just cut.
Yeah, true.
Or burn.
Excise.
Have a
ceremony.
I have extra time to the boyfriend.
Look at these half photos. Yeah, look at this. It's a great year.
Yes. So, look, this is going on for a friend of mine, as I said. Her new partner is a little bit, I don't know, doesn't really like it being in his face that, you know, she had an ex, so to speak. And it wasn't like the ex is the father of her kids or anything like that. So
is he a bit jelly? This is quite a little bit.
But then I think this is a really complicated one. You know what I mean? Is it a red flag though, Flam?
Because I've got a mate who's a bit like that. He doesn't want to know anything about his partner's previous life.
Yeah.
And he kind of kids himself a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, it didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen.
Oh, okay, right.
Oh, those
those 20 boyfriends didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a bit denial-y.
Yeah. I mean,
In maths they did this. They said, are you happy for someone to look in your phone?
Yeah.
And they barely know these people and they're married to them in a sort of pretend
they're
way.
They're not married.
Yeah. I understand.
It's a joke.
But they're saying, can I look in your phone? And if you jack up, you're in trouble. Like, you're hiding something. But I think that's your private life.
Yeah. This is I guess this is almost a tough one for you two to comment on because, well, you've been married to Lisa for how long, Flan?
600 years.
And you spider to Cherie?
Too long.
Well, thank you very much for that.
How long, should you delete the photos though?
I think it's 5 or 6 years that we've been married. We've been together 20.
Yeah, well, that's right. 20 years and you're similar.
Yeah, 20, yeah.
20 years. So it's a tough one, I guess, for you two to comment on. That's why I thought I would put it out to the
Triple M. Given that phones didn't exist before our previous relationship.
Well, exactly. And then I guess you've got the added level of, you know, I mean, should you, particularly if some of those photos are a little bit
raunchy?
Saucy.
Oh, that would be in Spider Everett's.
That'd be in the cloud, wouldn't it?
Nah.
Well, there was no cloud back in the day, Al Jamie, but there is now. Yeah,
so would you get him to delete it? Would you have him delete the photos or not?
Do you think someone should delete the photos?
No. Yeah. Goodness no.
And I'm on the same page as you, Flan. I'm nostalgic and I think, you know,
you want those memories.
The memories and also your past is your story. It's a part of what made you. You learnt from that relationship and are hopefully going to be better in this
What do you think, Evo?
No. Delete the whole lot.
Get rid of them.
Even if my kids bring up my first wedding photos, I said, no one wants to see that. No, I'm being serious. Especially around Cherie and all that. I'm like, no one needs to see that. Like, I actually feel embarrassed for them bringing it up. And I know it's part of the kids' life, unfortunately, that, you know, they want to see it. But I'd never go back and look at it.
Do you think you do that both for yourself and your feelings about it and Cherie to protect Cherie? And not put it in her face?
That's the kids' way. But I think, you delete everything. It's a new chapter.
Okay.
You don't need to look back. Don't look in the rear vision mirror. Let's move forward.
Yeah, well, I reckon repost it all on Facebook.
And honestly.
Just saying.
What say you, Triple M Gold family? Should you have to delete or should you delete photos of your ex? Tony.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, Tony.
Thank you. What say you? Have you ever deleted photos of an ex?
No, it's part of where you came from. It's part of your DNA. So unless there was something really going on, and you've got to be also happy with your current partner. I'm not saying rub it in their face, that you can curate your social media a bit, but, you know, I say keep them because it's part of how you got to that point.
What happens if they were those
coming in out of your lives?
Yep.
What happens if they were more of those dodgy photos?
Like when you say curating your social media.
Yeah, a bit saucier photos. Like,
well, you're generally not going to put them on social media, I'd hope.
But should you delete them?
No, just put them in a hidden folder.
This took a turn.
Tony, have you currently got a partner?
yes, I do.
How many dodgy folders have you got?
None.
Hesitation.
We all have one. Don't worry.
Tony, thank you so much for your thoughts. I really appreciate it. Well, there you go.
No,
everyone's allowed to keep their photos.
Okay, I'm
going to bring back
Hire a Spider.
Hire a Spider.
Yeah, we're out and about right now. We are doing all those little jobs. There's not a job that is too big or too small. And just to make proof of that, yesterday I dropped in to see Linda at Isle of Capri. She did want me to put some netting over a courtyard to keep her cats in. Took a little bit more work, so I have to get some little bits and pieces. But while I was there, she said, why are you here? Can you just change the battery in my scales? Can you put another leg on that table, but first take all the legs off and move the table to the other side of the house and then reattach all the legs? And that planter box, can you move that? And also hang a couple of mirrors.
Oh, she had a bit for you.
Don't worry, there's a list. And it was like, no, you've got one job, not seven.
Yeah, taking liberties.
One.
One job. So after we saw Linda at Isle of Capri and ticked off a few of those those jobs. Kate did ring in from Ashmore yesterday and she said that she needed the back weeding part of her house done. She'd moved into the house and just the back and the side of the house was just full, 3 or 4 foot of weeds. And so I said, look, absolutely no problem at all. So I went there yesterday, had a cracking. You wouldn't believe what we found at the back of the house.
Kate, you're registered online. What did you need done?
The weeds out the back of my house were overgrown.
I gave the sides a little bit of a trim, a little bit of a tickle, and couldn't believe it. We actually found a path back there.
There is a footpath there, and he even did extra weeds out the front.
Yeah, I couldn't go, sorry, but I couldn't drive past the weeds. I apologise, but I couldn't leave them. But the back, we've just got to come back, thanks to Bosch bins, and fill up the bin because there is a little bit of leftover grass and weeds, but it looks pretty good.
It looks amazing. And I truly appreciate the help. It's just more than I could have got done in a while.
And I don't like bragging, but if I had a star rating, what would the amount of stars be? You know, it's like Uber out of 5.
A 10, easy. Wow.
There we go. Another hire a spider, happy customer. Yeah. Just one little bit of advice for Cam, because he's going to be stoked when he sees that, because that was going to be his job and he just never got around to it. He's an electrician apprentice, so times can be tough and you got a young one on the way as well.
Yeah.
But he's got it all wrong. Now, what he should have done, he could have actually registered himself, got me around, sat down there, drunk beers and claimed it, and you wouldn't even know. You would have gone, oh, how good is Cam?
Yeah, you would have. That would have been the smarter way to do it. But at least this way he still gets help.
Yeah.
How's that? I found a path.
Unbelievable.
She didn't even know she had a path.
That is hilarious.
She inherited the house from her mum and they've been looking at it for months. Like, it's just so big and overgrown. And then suddenly I found a full path the whole way down and to the side of the house. She said, how good is this?
You can register at triplem.com.au or 1300 925 666.
Are you fit enough if a local footy club wanted their kids to mix with an AFL legend? Are you fit enough to take on a game of suburban footy?
TripleM.com.au.
All four quarters?
Absolutely. All four quarters. I might have to sit in the forward line for a little bit, but I could play all four quarters. And we're out again today, so.
Because I would go to that game. 1300 925 666 if you're short. We need you.
Yeah, make sure you do register. As I say, we're out on the road again today. I think we're going gutter cleaning today.
Oh, good on you.
Well, you won't need them.
No, I was going to say. Just reach up.
Hire a spider at Triple M Gold. Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Have you ever thought about doing a DNA test on your kids to 100%. See if they're actually yours?
100%.
Well, I'm kind of in a bit of a different boat to you
no,
guys.
No,
I'd be concerned if the DNA test came up that they're not my child.
You came out of my body, but I wasn't your mother.
No.
How did that happen?
How does this work? But you know
Mary.
What? No, well, do you look at your children and go, you know what, I don't actually know if they are mine. Like, my youngest daughter, Nay, absolutely. She hates people. So do I.
Well, okay, so boom, Nay's your daughter.
Good morning, everyone.
So you can guarantee, okay. But Boston, on the other hand, is totally different. Have you ever had it with your kids where you sit there and go, look, I don't know if they are mine?
Oh, my God, mate, 100%. Every time Jack says, Dad, can you drop me to the gym?
I go,
hello. Hang on a second. What delivery man is your dad?
Absolutely.
And then I take him because it's right next to the smoke shop. Don't ever start, kids. It's dreadful.
Oh, Flan.
I feel your pain. I know where you're coming from.
I see what you're saying now. Now, look, there is something that I've always been ashamed of. Well, two of my daughters, I've got four kids, as you know, three daughters, one son, one still yet to get her license, but my son is the only one with a manual license.
Oh, okay.
And when the rest can't.
Well, they just didn't try.
What?
They just thought, no. And look, I get it. Most of the cars are automatics now, so I do understand all the kids not bothering. But for me, I see it as a source of pride.
Yes.
I want my children to have manual licenses.
Yes, that's
and
a
so
good one.
That's when I just thought, you're not my child.
I like it. And you can join the show anytime if you want to
help us out.
Yeah, tell us that your kids are no good. My one.
Your kids are no good.
No, that's true.
That's Ross Dobie's world.
Because I really, on Saturday night, I realised there's no chance of Boston being mine.
Why?
What happened?
Because this is a Saturday night and he went to the library.
Oh.
Whoa. Good not on only him. Is he not your child, he needs to be protected from himself.
On a Saturday night, he went to a library. I'm like, last time I was in a library, I was making fake ID and trying to sell it.
Hang on. Did you see him at this said library?
No,
maybe,
no,
maybe
no.
It's the name of some kind of rave.
Well, that's what I was hoping. Yeah. It was a Toad. Pub or a club. I even Toad. Googled library pub.
Yeah. Or
he went to a library.
I reckon he's in love with a nerdy girl, Spider.
Yeah. Good luck to him. Hopefully he doesn't get it all from books because I don't know what else to do. What are you doing there?
Yeah, the other one is my son will be very calm with a computer. Like, I only need one thing, like one spacer to go wrong and I've already got the bat out and I'm screwed.
Yes, exactly. And look, I will say, I will give Boston this one piece of, well, there's some good news and there's some bad news. The good news is we absolutely 100% know that he is your son. That's the good news. The bad news is it's because he looks so much like you.
Yeah.
Sorry, boss.
Poor bastard.